Here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow. Joined in studio by Lori Lowe.
He is WTMJ's community reporter, Tori Lowe. Tori, good to have you here. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, thank y'all for having me.
Okay, so this is the story. A 2023 arrest at a Kenosha Applebee's. And now the man who was arrested is suing three Kenosha police officers, saying his civil rights were violated when he and the mother of his child were arrested inside the restaurant as police mistook him for being involved in a nearby hit-and-run crash. What are some of the details? What happened inside the restaurant?
Well, what I'm seeing is that the police mistakenly identified him or they sought after. I don't even think he was even the person they was even looking for. I think that he got caught up in what they call mistaken identity.
Yeah.
And when it happened, he had his son in his hand and the video went viral. This was just one of the most disturbing videos that you can watch. A lot of people from Kenosha, a lot of people from Milwaukee, a lot of people from all across the world saw this on social media. And Roc Nation, Jay-Z organization, Roc Nation started to get involved and they started to pay for him as he went through criminal court. But I got attorney B. Ivy Lamar. He's trying to call in right now, the attorney that filed this lawsuit. Right now, I think he's having a little trouble with the number. So I'm going to try to get him in on my line.
Okay.
Give me a second. How you doing, Attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
I'm doing good, Tori. How you doing?
Hey, well, we're here live. I have John and Julia here. They want to talk more about the lawsuit that was filed recently that had to do with a situation with a young man out of Kenosha. Can you let us know what took place and what's going on?
Yeah, so as many recall, back on July 20th, 2023, several years ago, the incident at Applebee's in Kenosha went viral. You know, this went across the country to the point that got Jay-Z's attention that it was so egregious. And he sent his, his law, his organization, and he ultimately paid for the criminal defense for Jermell English, seeing that it resulted in two criminal charges, and you know what, which were later dropped. But it doesn't in any way compensate for the mental pain, the anguish, you know, these three long years that have resulted from just a very traumatic situation. The video depicts officers mistakenly approaching Jermell English and his family while he held his one-year-old son and as a suspect. And, he didn't match any of the description that came across the cat. And the only thing that was in common from what came across the cat was that he was African-American. That's it. Officers were led to Jermell English and his family. The situation escalated. And what was caught on camera is just a really, really traumatic situation for Jermell. I can tell you that only thing that he wanted on that day was to go enjoy a night out with his family, get some food. And it resulted in handcuffs. It resulted in several strikes to his face that resulted in severe damage. He's currently still in therapy. During the course of this time, really want to kind of keep this situation on the wraps and try to enjoy his privacy as it relates to him trying to get the therapy and the help that he needs. As many are aware that there's something called a statute of limitations that governs most civil claims. And, you know, we needed to kind of come up from under the situation and make it public by filing the lawsuit. To try to make him whole and get the justice that he deeply deserves.
So, Attorney Lamar, the video is terrible. Anybody who watches the video will say, my goodness, that shouldn't happen to people in America. Please say that he got put on the ground because he refused to answer questions and refused to cooperate. Is that accurate? If so, why did he refuse to answer police questions?
Well, he has a right to refuse to answer police questions. And a lot of times it's about de-escalation. You know, it's about the approach. You know, he's a human being. He has done no wrong at all. He's going to patronize an establishment and enjoy himself. And he's interrupted by officers accusing and approaching him as a suspect. That is just, you know, not accurate, you know, and his response, I mean, many times you don't have to say anything to a law enforcement officer. You know, he has the right to maintain his silence. The situation escalated because I believe the officer became frustrated. And one thing that we do agree upon, which is very rare in these situations, especially at the beginning of a civil rights lawsuit, is that we are actually in agreement with the police department in internal affairs, at least in part, as it relates to the force that was used was excessive. They continue to use force even while it's undisputed in any degree that he was not a threat to anyone. There was no more back and forth, yet officers continued to use several strikes against him that were completely unprovoked and uncalled for. So that is, you know, in some, you know, some of the issues that we intend to deal with in pursuing this lawsuit.
Civil rights attorney B. Ivory Lamar, we appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me.
Tory, thank you. We don't get that interview if Tory Lowe isn't here in the studio.
Hey, thank you. We're going to have to make it happen. The community needs to know.
Yep. We'll continue to follow the story. Thanks, Tory.
Hey, God bless you.